Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Ayin, Se'if Yud Ches through Chaf Beis. Se'if Yud Ches, HaNichnas HaSe'uda, Lo Yikach Chelko V'Nenu L'Shamash. If a person comes to a Se'uda, to a meal, he doesn't take his portion and give it to the waiter. Shema Yera Devarat Kilkul B'Se'uda. Something might go wrong at the meal. Ayikachenu V'Nichenu V'Achach Y'Nenu Lo. He could put it aside, and then later at the end of the meal, give it to the shamash, but not right away. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkar Lamates, Lo Yikach Chelko V'Chulo. Habach Perish Hatam. The Bach explains the reason. Shenira Shechelko B'Zuyu Be'enov. If he takes his portion and right away gives it back to the waiter, it looks like his portion is unpleasing to him. Lo Chofetz, but he doesn't want it. U'Mosar L'Shamash, he gives it to the shamash. Lo Chein Enichen L'Fram, so rather leave it in front of you. To show that he does want it. It's fine. He accepts it. But since he didn't need to eat it, at the end he gives it to the waiter. When the mechaber says, maybe something will go wrong, what's something to say as follows. If the guest would give the food immediately to the shamish, it could cause discord between the balabas and the guest. Like, oh, you don't like my food. But if you wait, then you don't have that issue. Ulavush peresh kipshuta. But if you look at Lavush, he explains it simply. Don't give it right away to the waiter. Shamiya kilkul besuda, because something might go wrong at the meal. They might need this portion to give to the other people there. Maybe there won't be enough food or something goes wrong in the kitchen and they'll take a need this for the other guests. So wait till the meal is done and then you give it to the shamash. Because of the Taz writes the feast according to this pshat, you really only have to wait till everyone gets a portion. Once everyone gets their portion, then you can give it to the shamash already, because it's not like they need this portion, that something went wrong with the others. When a person hosts a meal, it's derech eretz for him to go around and offer drinks to those participating in the suda. Kedusha b'kedushin on base, you find this in Gemara Kedushin, where the host himself would go to give to drink to the guests. So if you test, orchim hanichnasin etz balabayis, when guests come to the balabos, a guest has no right to take from his portion to give to the son of the host, or the avdus of balabais, or to the servant of the balabais. Elam cannot lerushus mi balabais, unless they first ask permission from the balabas. If they got permission from the balabas, then they'd be allowed to give to the child or eved. Mishtabura sifkatan mem einam rasham v'chul. They are not allowed to give from their portion to the child. This is actually a takanas chacham. The bnei ma'aser shahaya, because of a terrible story, an incident. Kedisa v'chulin samach tzadi dalad. The gemara chulin tzadi dalad describes ma'aser ba demechad sheziman shlosha orchin b'shnei betzeris. There's a story of a man who invited three guests, and it was a year of famine. All he had to feed his guests were three eggs, one egg per guest. The son of the balabas comes, and he was hungry and eyeing everyone's food. So one of the guests took his egg, gave it to the child. When the second one saw that, the second one did the same. The third one did it too. But in walks the father of this child. He sees the kid with one egg in his mouth, one in each hand. Chavatai b'karka, he gave him a hit, umeis, and the child died. Kimishwa Sa'ima, the mother saw this, also the gahak, v'naflu mesa. She went to the roof, fell and died. Afhu, olagahak, v'naflu mesa. He went up to the roof, and he fell and died. Ayin sham. Because of Magadavamilirabba, right, the davke, gav, the shash, yesudim, and some semis, this can't be an absolute scenario. This was a case the Gemara describes, very limited meal. Umespayish balabayas kashiachsam, the balabas is embarrassed, there's nothing to feed his guests. Amish harbi al shulchan, if the table is full, so yechsei zeh, it won't make any difference if you give the kid a little bit. Rashom litam, you're allowed to give. The simple halach is that the kachamim, you can't do it, The Magen Avraham Eliyahu Rabbah qualified. What was the Gemara scenario? It was an unusual circumstance. In that circumstance, I can't do it. But when there's plenty, it shouldn't be a problem. Well, if he's according to this, there's no question that if they already ate and there's leftover, they can certainly then give the children from the leftover. Yet if you're looking at Shem Rokeach, he's inclined to be machmir no matter what. Chacham said a takana. There was a ma'at shahaya, but maybe there's other things. That's it. Chacham made a takana. That's takana. It doesn't change. Sifkan me'alf ola avdo. Not only don't you give the child, you don't give the eved. Yesh oimim the darf la avdo. Also, some say it's the eved who you can't give food to. Avol the shama shamashash besud the shor. But the waiter who's tending the table during the meal, you're allowed. The yesh oimim others say the avol shamash also. It's also for the shamash as well. Si'if chof, nikiyeh hadas shebi yushalayim lo hayim esubim besuda elam ken yoyudin mimesu imayim. The nikiyeh hadas shebi yushalayim is an expression describing the chosh of people of Yushalayim, tamid hacham of Yushalayim. They would not sit down to a banquet unless they knew who was sitting with them. V'bnei sheganayu tamachochem leishev eitzel amaoros besuda. It's inappropriate that the tamachochem should be sitting with an amaoros at a meal. So they didn't know who would be sitting with them. They just wouldn't sit. They wouldn't go and have a seat at the table. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Membeis, Lohoy Mesubin. Afilu Mesudas Mitzvah. Could be a Sudas Mitzvah, could be a Bris, could be a Chas, it makes no difference. If they don't know who they're sitting with, they would not sit at the table. Vayim Be'aloch, Be'aloch, Be'aloch goes into more detail on this, how this applies. Sivchav Aleph. Hashamash Oyim Hashamash Al Shnayim. When the Shamash is waiting on two men, Harzo Oichel Imam, he can eat with them. Even if they don't give him permission, because he has to make a mezumin. But if he's waiting on three, he can't eat with them. Unless they give him explicit permission, because there's a mezumin without him. The mistamin is ratzos that we assume when there's only two, they want him to eat. That he should eat with them some of the food. To make a mezumin. But let's say they're eating foods that there's no mezumin. They didn't wash. There's no bread. That he can't eat without permission. The cause of the Rabbi Eliyahu writes, the after duhua din, it should seemingly be the same halacha im hayo oichlin tisha. If there are only nine people at the table, davishim mezamin alzeh, and if they're eating food that's worthy of mezumin, they're eating bread, then yochel ho asiri gamkin lechol b'shus. So the shamish, who's the tenth, could also eat without permission. The mistamanichalhu, we assume they're happy about it, Kadesh Lem Zim Bashem, that they can mezamin with the Shem Hashem. In that case, he can also sit down and eat without permission to make sure they have a minion for the mezumin. But L'chaira, he can't eat more than enough to be part of the mezumin. As long as you eat ma'at, he can have a little bit. He can have a little bit. He has to have, and I don't know if he can eat more than the prerequisite amount that he needs to make the mezumin. Seif Chav Beis. Achash she shasisa v'nisho yayim b'kosh yis chavercha. After you've drank, and there remains wine in the glass for someone else to drink, kanach mekom l'shika sapeh mishumiyas. You should make sure to clean off where your mouth touched the cup. V'lo tishbuch mishum batash. But don't spill it out. That's wasting. Aval achash diyas mayim. But if you drank water, shefuch mehem derech shom. You can actually pour water out over the spot you drank from. That water is wasted to clean the cup. So we see there's no bal tashchis by water. This is the Masham, because it says, Masham says, you see this on the side, that you see there's no bal tashchis by water. But what do we don't say bal tashchis? The Ramah says, achar kol achilascha echol melech. After you eat, make sure to have salt. Ula achar kol shtiyascha shtei maim. After whatever you drink, make sure to drink water. Come on, simon kuf ayin tes, like we clarify in kuf ayin tes. Venerally, and it would appear to me, daf kishlo hayo melech pas, it's because there wasn't salt in the bread. That you have to have salt afterwards. Ob machom shachal, or the other foods you ate didn't have salt. V'kein, similarly, shloshosa machish b'mayim. He didn't drink anything with water in it, so we say you make sure to drink water. Al balav hachi, but if there was salt in the food and water in the beverage, lek lamech, there's nothing to worry about. That is the minik. We are not concerned about eating salt or drinking water after the meal for the reason we just said, because they got their salt and water during the course of the meal. Mishtaburah sefkad mem dal, kanach mekom v'chulu. Clean the cup where you drank the wine. Ayin lel sif tezang, mashe kasal shom. Mishtaburah, back in sif tezang, we talk about the idea of not sharing cups. Sif mem hei derech shom, you can pour water over the spot you drank. Kedei lishtof haroik shenoga derech shom, to rinse off any saliva that touched that part of the cup. V'ayin mashe kasal kamam b'sir reish lamed aleph. Look ahead what we write in sir reish lamed aleph. Minyan yachila concerning eating. One should be careful never to eat the heart of a behemachayah or oaf, and this is considered kashla shikha. Kasev Eliyarab b'shem Shlo. Eliyarab writes the name of the Shlo. Yetev libo b'sudaso. A person should be good-hearted at his meal. In ma'atram habay, regardless if he has a little or a lot. Yochal pita b'simcha, he should eat his bread with happiness. He should be careful to eat food that is good for him, that's helpful for him, beneficial for him. Not just things that happen to be tasty, but may be bad for him. He should not sleep right after eating. He should wait a little bit. So we say it's not that much. If you look in the Ram Hilchos Deyos, the sixth parak, he's marich in what's a healthy way to diet and so on. Gam harich b'shlo, the shlo also writes a great length. Zohar miribi achil eshtir, not to eat or drink too much. Elo yoichel v'yishter rak l'hamid u'l'havroiz eskufo, mezuman l'ovitz nefesh. He should eat and drink sufficient to make sure he's healthy to serve Hashem, to make sure he does the avodas nefesh. U'bezeh kol sudosav ha'avim tzudas mitzvah. If he does that, then all his meals are considered tzudas mitzvah. If you look in Eliyarab, he brings other things that are also relevant to this.